This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
How about that? One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the show. Hour number two starts now. Barry, Nick, Joel. Trey is in the studio working with Nick today. Good to see Trey. Everybody ready to talk a little football? We were talking Texans in the first hour and especially in the last segment. I mean, it's good that we can find some positives.
Mm-hmm.
Very positive that within the division, Jacksonville struggled with the Giants. The Titans in just a weird game got beat in Miami, which I thought was a lot going the other way. I thought the 1-point spread, I was like, really?
Yeah.
But the weather, I guess, played a little into it.
A lot of folks are sold on the Titans, and I have not been. I had them last in the division. I'm just not sold on the Titans this year. I mean, hopefully they'll make a liar out of me.
I think you can cut your losses and just have them bad, but if you have them last in the division, you have to watch the Colts.
Oh, there's a couple of teams in the NFL that are just going to have to outscore everybody, and the Colts is one of them, and the Bucs and the Saints are two others.
Boy, that Saints game's
crazy. And the Chiefs. You can add them to the list of teams that are going to have to outscore everybody.
Here's the other thing that adds a little pressure to Deshaun is the fact that Pat Mahomes has looked out of place in Kansas City until yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he just had a coming out party.
Yeah.
That dude was nuts yesterday. He went, and the big arm is one thing, but he made the throws. He, you know, managed the clock. He did everything right. Yep. So he looked really good.
Yep.
So we can get to some of that. If there's something in a certain game you want to get to, obviously we're here for you. But KJ wants to continue with the Texans talk. KJ, what's up?
What's up, gents? Joe, you okay today, huh? I was going to send out the squad looking for you when Aaron went down.
KJ, I'm not going to lie. I thought my season was over. His season was over. I mean, we looked forward to the first week of football and knowing that it's going to entertain us for the next 16-plus weeks. And I'm sitting there going, what the hell am I going to do with – I mean, basketball can't come soon enough because this is going to be excruciating.
Yeah, I genuinely feel bad for you, literally. But I got a couple of things. First of all, the difference between Pat Mahomes right now and Deshaun is Andy Reid and sorry-ass Bill O'Brien. Mm-hmm. So,
good call.
What I wanted to call about is Kevin Johnson. I just had an argument – slash, not real hard, but just, you know, debate with a friend saying, I would tell him how small Kevin Johnson is, and he just don't believe me. So I looked at his, and it says 6'1", 185 on his, you know, profile. Mm. No way that dude weighs 185 pounds.
No. And I don't think he's 6'1".
I don't think he's 6'1".
I thought he was like 6.
He could
six
be 6
foot.
Feet. That, but yeah. I looked up the combine numbers, and if y'all go look at that and read what the beloved Les Ferrari wrote about him, a combine that says 6 feet, like 6 feet something, 188. I don't believe that either, but you know, combine is supposed to be the truth. But if you read his cons that Les Ferrari wrote, and this is 4 years ago when he was coming out, you're probably going to make you sick to your stomach knowing that he has not done anything different since he came into the league. In all his cons, exactly what he does right now. And the thing about it that upset me about him is that it's like he don't realize that he weighs 165 pounds, right? And he goes in and he tries to hit like Ronnie Lott, and that's why he continues to have concussions and shoulder problems. Because I give you an A for effort as far as having the heart to be able to go in there, but you need to go with the Deion Sanders mindset of making a business decision and stop putting yourself in danger when you nowhere near have the body type. Not the body weight, the body type to make the hit, and I take that to Kareem Jackson. He's blocked me on Twitter a long time ago because I used to just pulverize him every game for doing exactly what Kevin Johnson does. Now he's at safety, which he should have been 4 years ago, and that's the best game I've ever seen him play as a corner with the Houston Texans. But I'm not too worried about Deshaun. Like you said, I with the energy, I firmly believe that first play of having that fumble. He never got past that to a certain extent. That's why his energy was low throughout the game. But the thing between Deshaun, the problem with Deshaun is that no matter how great he plays, as it showed last year against the Patriots and the Seahawks, he cannot outplay the stupidity of the genius that is Brown University's Bill O'Brien. Y'all have a great one.
Good call, KJ. Good stuff. Yeah, lots to digest there. Look, you know, everybody has their own draft board. But the Texans obviously had Johnson at a different place than a lot of teams. I saw a lot of people saying that he compared to the undersized receivers in the draft, like Dorsett, who failed with Indianapolis, and guys like that, and that's before you even get into technique. And he's right. Boy, he really wants to stick his nose in on every play. But the problem is he leads with his nose, and then he gets his bell rung, and people were already assuming before they could think anything else. Think about the preseason, too. Every time he got hit, it was like, oh, God, it's another concussion.
Yeah. I just feel like you take all that other stuff out, he's just not good at his job. There are some guys that are busts, and you can't say it yet because he hasn't had enough time, but Kevin Johnson is trending towards a bust. He's just not a good cover corner in the NFL. He looks lost. He looks outmatched. I don't think Romeo Crennel's scheme is that complex if other guys are able to grasp it, but I think you went out and got Colvin for a reason to bolster the secondary. You added Tyrann Mathieu. You've used Tyrann Mathieu. Colvin, he made a couple of plays, but why was it every time I looked up and the Texans had something bad happen in that secondary, it was Kevin Johnson? How that dude stayed on the field until he got knocked out, literally, is beyond me. Because I would have had him pulled.
Even
quick.
Reed. Good news is you didn't hear bad things about exactly. Reed. You know what? He just did his job.
Yep.
So those are all good signs. J.J. playing physical, right? You know, we know he's getting longer in the tooth. But the fact that, again, we didn't see J.J. with penalties. We didn't see him with PIs that can always cost you, especially when you're trying to stop a drive playing from behind for the entire game. So...
Here's the thing. Everyone, remember we would always bitch about Kareem Jackson and not turn him around. At least he was in the vicinity of the ball, right? I remember the last 2 years we've bitched about, dude, turn around and locate the ball, Kareem Jackson, please. But I would rather have Kareem Jackson in the defender's face but not locating the ball than 10 yards from his man, like that happened with Kevin Johnson. It's just two different things completely. They just, I don't know. I'm sad for the kid because he got hurt, but if he doesn't play next week, I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on. Like I said, Gain has got a built-in excuse. Look, he's a Rick guy. Whether he says that part of it publicly or not, the track record is he's going to bring his own guys in. Just cut your losses. Know that, hey, maybe, like you said, maybe you can say maybe it's injury related at the time, or just shut him down for the year, and maybe you feel like with some extended work you can get some things done that maybe next year you can change technique and some of those things. Maybe put on some weight if he wants to stick his nose in on every play. But get him off the field because he's hurting you right now. There's no doubt about it.
Also, you know, we talked about all the different questionable things with Bill O'Brien, but that drive early in the second half, fourth down and five, instead of kicking a field goal, they go for it.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
I'm sorry, I must have missed. What are you doing? That's when we were talking
about points you left on the table, and we were talking initial seven, the Gronk play before the half, and then instead of taking surefire points with the three, fourth and five, and yeah, Watson had a guy wide open, but the bottom line is that doesn't erase the fact that it was a dumb decision from the get-go.
Yeah.
Just shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Because you were still making it a ball game.
Yep. And my last point that I had that I wanted to either just bring up or discuss, Alfred Blue ran the
Not
ball
bad.
Pretty damn well.
Not bad.
Behind the offensive line. I mean, even Miller, Lamar Miller had to create his own holes, it felt like, half the time. But
yeah, he did.
He was, you know, they pounded the rock a little bit.
Yeah,
both of those guys. I mean, Blue had a good game. I was surprised about that. Miller had a decent game. So... the offensive line, I mean, I give them a C. There were times when protection broke down, and that's
going
to happen.
He was holding it a little bit longer, too, than normal.
Yeah, he held the ball, but there were some holes to run through now and then. So, overall, and that New England front played well.
Better than I thought they would.
But the fact that that line was able to provide space for 167 rushing yards surprised me. Really surprised me.
I mean, good thing the Texans didn't go out and get a washed-up guy like Adrian Peterson.
It sucks for Lamar Miller because they said on the broadcast he hadn't had 100 yards like all last year, 98. Mm. Still hasn't had a 100-yard game. That sucks for him.
Yeah, same with Adrian Peterson. So. Okay, all right. So we're going to continue to roll on with the show. Clarence, we see you. We have no idea what you want to talk about, but we'll open the floor to you. I bet you it has something to do with a lumberjack quarterback, but we'll get to that and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. I do want to tell you right now about Josh Pesikoff and his staff at Infuse Energy. I switched to Infuse Energy about a year ago, and I kid you not, people, when I tell you that they took the time to talk to me and figure out when at my house we use the most energy, the least energy, and the plan that would fit us best, and got me a great rate to the point where during the dog days of summer, my energy bills were over $100 cheaper than they were the years previous with a different company. And that makes a lot of financial difference in our family, because with a child and all the things that we have to deal with, and all the dogs, we have things and expenses that we have to, you know, pay for on a consistent basis. Having that extra cash helps out. It'll help you out too. Infused Energy can do it for you as well. Just give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Or you can log on to infusedenergy.com. But I suggest you call, because you'll get a live operator on the phone, not an automated system like the big companies do. And they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to know about when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Are you a business? Is it for your family? And so on, until they can pinpoint the best rate and the best deal for you. They're 100% honest, too. So that means occasionally, but rarely, they'll find cheaper rates from the competition. They're going to let you know that so that you know that you can trust them. And then if you decide to go with them, they're going to be there for you by your side to do everything they can to always make sure you got great rates and quality energy from a service provider that has your back. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from Infuse Energy that will infuse energy into your life, and they're going to make sure they make a difference. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit right off the top, so give them a call. 844-463-8732 or infusedenergy.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. I know that they said it. That was a false start on our part. We are not joined by the sports mappers yet, but we will be at 3 o'clock. It is going to happen.
Who said that?
Just not quite yet.
You point at me like I did it.
No.
You blame me for everything.
No.
Okay.
It's just you were late and you didn't hear it.
Hey,
I was trying to cover without making it a big deal, but you
too
screwed
much details that are unnecessary.
All of that up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hot.
I'm just so tempted to get on the SportsMap 94.1 platform.
Yeah, exactly.
That I fired it up prematurely.
What do you mean tempted? Like you want to skip over there instead of working with us?
I mean, why would...
Can I finish my intro?
Oh, go ahead.
You had an intro?
Yeah.
Did you like write out
a script? Professional.
My bad.
If you want to call or text the show, 713-780-3776. You can reach us on Twitter at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, at Juggalo Trey. Is that what it is?
No. It's what? Juggalo_Trey.
Juggalo_Trey. That's how you can reach the show.
That was smoother than sandpaper. Keep going.
That's how you can reach the show. Thanks. Now you guys can go back to acting like a-holes.
How's that Android phone working out for you?
Great. Really? Ask Joel how his subject, is working out. My Android phone, fantastic. Texted so many people, got a bunch of new gigs lined up, all via text. Guess what? No problem.
Didn't you text me and say, hey, what time did you get this text? And I texted you and it was like 6 hours after the
fact. Yeah, but Joel got it the moment I sent it. Yeah, so he did
text
me.
So it's obviously your phone.
No, because he got it when I sent it at 4:55. You got it at 10 o'clock. What does that tell you? It was
your
a group
phone.
Message.
It's your
group
phone.
Message. Group message. Half the group got it. I hate you. God, I hate you so much.
It's the truth. Your phone
just,
sucks.
No.
No, Nick, my phone sucks.
Yeah,
and your phone sucks too. So when are you guys going to hop over to the iPhone world and join the bandwagon?
You know who has a lot of iPhones? Chicks.
That's not true. That's,
my wife does.
My wife does too.
There you go.
Hmm.
You know who a lot of girls, you know what a lot of girls wear? Forever 21.
Mm-hmm.
And, Abercrombie and, they have, and Fitch.
And they have iPhones. So look at us.
You know what girls
have? We're just a bunch of regular, what is it? What's the dudes that are, damn it, I can't think of it now.
Where are you going with that?
There's a term for guys that are, metrosexual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Nick is with his phone. He's very metro.
He's getting
just
immersed
like me.
Next week.
Look, he's working on an audio to make me look bad. You can tell. Summer. He's feverishly.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and
yes.
Fitch.
I heard that song actually this weekend and thought of you.
Yeah, you thought of me. That's what you thought of. I was thinking of yourself and your Abercrombie and Fitch wardrobe. You thought of me.
You know what? Where do you shop at? Where do you get your clothes at?
Everywhere.
I bet they have a girls' department as well.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They probably
do. Where do you shop? Walmart?
No, department stores.
Where do you get your clothes at?
Dillard's.
Girls' department.
There's a you know what they do at Dillard's at my mall? There's actually a Dillard's store only for females, and then there's another Dillard's store that's only for men.
That. Right, but Dillard's has a female department and a male department. Guess what Abercrombie and Fitch has? Female and male clothes. Guess what the Gap has? Female and male clothes.
Forever 21?
No, Forever 21 has
obviously
a male
doesn't.
Log on to their website.
Obviously
they have a
that, that location didn't care for the men's department.
Go to Forever 21's website and tell me if they have a men's section.
Didn't you go to Forever 21 and they didn't have a men's department?
That was See, I'm giving you this because error.
Nick,
I give you
21,
the ammo.
They have a female section and they have a rack that has men's clothes on sale.
They have a box of shirts. It's a box of shirts.
Yes.
Like a garage sale. I'm just saying, that's a pretty weak argument.
If you have a rack, it's easier to shop at Forever 21, but they have a rack for men.
LFO, Summer Girls.
Yeah.
You were jamming to the song back in the day, don't lie.
No, I never really
you
listened
totally
to
were jamming to the song.
Was that your rap version?
In fact, I had forgotten about it until
it
played on XM.
LMF.
Yeah.
What?
I had forgot about it until it played on XM. You obviously have it on your iPhone's list of songs.
No, I Googled Abercrombie and Fitch when I learned that you wore chick clothes, and this video popped up.
Sure.
I thought about
very
you guys
suspect of you.
At 7:12 last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Barry, I'm sitting there last night going, I got to write this. I always dread having to write the Sports Map article on a Sunday night, but now with football starting again, it makes it even more difficult. So I'm like, I'm going to finish this article up. I'm going to have it done. Kickoff. I'm going up to the man cave, shutting the door. Rest of the night, I'm good. Okay? 7:12, I'm doing voice to text because it's easier to write the articles that way. Barry taught me that. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of doing that, all of a sudden, I get this alert that your voice texting mechanism is suddenly not working. I'm like, what the... So I go to just hit the return screen to the main menu so I can possibly reset it. Half the screen goes completely blank. Mm. It's a white rectangle, then it's an orange one. Then the rest of the screen goes like it's 3 a.m. with not a light on in the house. It just goes, and I'm like, what? So I reset it like 5 times. Then I'm freaking out going, because obviously everything's on the phone. Plus I had all the stuff I was writing on the phone. Then I go, well, you know what? At halftime, I'll fix it. I go up, and then the first half happens in the Green Bay game. I literally was thinking of just jumping off the balcony and calling it. I'm like, this, nothing freaks me out more. And I said to Barry, you don't realize how much you rely on your phone for everything, especially with us when we're getting audio, when we're getting video, when we're, you know, voice to texting for columns. And it just all goes away. Then after thinking about it, I was like, you know what? Someone was looking out for me because if I had my phone up and running, I probably could have gotten to say a whole bunch of things that I would regret later, the way the first half was going and the way people were texting me. But now, fast forward to some 18 hours later, I still don't have a phone. I was at Verizon for over two hours this morning.
I was going to say, don't you have a boy that takes care of you all the time at Verizon?
He said he's going to bring it to me during the course of the show. I'm like, well, I mean, on your work time, I don't need you to do that. He's like, no, the screen was so bad that you could see that my screensaver and my apps and everything like that. But the minute you touched one of them, you had 3.5 seconds before the screen would go back to being black.
Man.
Sorry-ass Androids.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Whack. So,
This is Demetrius. Yep, my wife has an iPhone too. Forever 21 is the bleep. So Nick is a girl. So
get
there's
out of
that
here.
Text.
Dude, iPhone is dominating the market. It's not only girls. Stop it.
I mean,
stop it.
A lot of chick. A lot of chick phones.
Yeah, AJ, there. I bet you has an iPhone. I think Fred has an iPhone. I think Dell has an iPhone.
Don't listen to them, Barry. You'd be cool as hell at my middle school in 2005 wearing Abercrombie & Fitch.
Trey's got a rotary phone, right?
Yeah. Trey?
Trey, an Android? You like rotary phone?
Yeah. Trey has an Android.
You have an Android, right?
I said rotary phone, not an Android. Wow, by the way, did you see that flip phones are coming back, but they tried to come up with a more hip name for them?
What are they called?
I forget.
Fold and half phones?
I don't know if it was...
not that hip.
There's some new term like versatile hood phone or something that. But yeah, that flip phones are making a return. That should make Bill Worrell happy.
I'm still wondering how Randy McIlvoy still has a BlackBerry, or I'm getting emails or getting emails from him saying sent via BlackBerry. I haven't seen a BlackBerry in 10 years.
Those are old.
Really?
BlackBerry still exists?
I used to love my BlackBerry because the physical keyboard on it. I did not want to have to use a screen keyboard.
That's exactly why I had a BlackBerry.
Yeah, I thought there's no way I could do that, and then eventually you just had to give it up. Well, unless you're Randy McIlvoy, then you don't. We didn't get to Clarence. We're going to have to get to him. Can we do it now, or do we have to go to break?
Is it
a must?
No.
I feel bad. I want to get to him. We made him wait. Let's get to Clarence.
Clarence.
Kill the music. We'll get to Clarence, and then we'll address his pending self-harm on the other side.
Thank you for feeling my pain, Clarence. I do appreciate you with your tweets last night.
Clarence, what's up, man?
Yeah, what up, guys? I could have stayed on hold. I'm good.
No, man. We wouldn't do that to you.
Thanks for getting to me, man.
We have the fourth longest, shortest wait times in the business.
Y'all do. But first off, Aaron freaking Rodgers. That's all I got to say about him. Because I thought he was done. I thought he was dead in the water. And I thought my fantasy team was dead in the water also. Because he was up there, and I'm like, oh, 2.9 points. Oh, God, no. Then he gets wheeled in, and just, he comes back, and cue the Rocky music, and he goes just marching down the field. And in the back of my mind, just like everyone else, I was thinking, man, one hit, I just know it's done. But thank that offensive line, because I know Aaron Rodgers got back out there, just pulled them around and said, if I take another hit, all of y'all are on the bench. he didn't get touched. He got touched one time, and he was right around the legs, and he got tripped up. That's all I want to say about that. Now to talk about my boy. Ooh, boy. He looked good on the first drive. And then everything after that just went downhill. And I know it's the beginning of the season. Y'all just getting acclimated. But y'all should have y'all techniques down and everything. And I'm optimistic. You know, last year we started 0-2. Wanna make it a playoff. Got this game out the way. Now we got a pretty peeled Cleveland team, I would say. Who, thank you, Cleveland and Pittsburgh, for messing up my pick'em.
Sounds like a good weekend that, for you.
I mean, yeah, it was. As far as that game is concerned, it was. I want to be optimistic. The offense was doing well, now the defense needs to come around. Now, if the defense actually snaps back to last year's form, which I know probably won't happen to week three, maybe, it'll be good. But I give it up to the Buccaneers. And you know what? Fitzpatrick, man, we all know he's not a scrub. He'll string in one or two or three games wherever he goes with all the 17s and 7 kids and 22 different baby mamas. But, you know.
Well, Clarence, hey, we got to get to this break, man. We'll talk Saints Bucks on the other side, I promise. We'll get to it because there's plenty to discuss on that game.
How many games? Well, Winston is suspended. I was going to say
4 games. Yeah, there's 3.
I was going to ask.
I'll tell you what, if the Lumberjack quarterback puts a couple more appearances like this together.
But that's where I was going to get to. When does he resort back? When does he go back to the old Fitzpatrick? Because you know he's only good to play.
Like Clarence said,
for like four or five games.
Yeah.
Well, he'll, yeah, it wouldn't, he can be half to half.
But like Barry said with Johnny Manziel, you got that big wide receiver on the outside. You just throw it up there. He can make a lot of people look good for a little bit longer than a couple games.
You keep calling him the lumberjack.
Lumberjack quarterback, because he looks like a lumberjack.
I thought we had established that he was the intelligent Viking. You didn't like that?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I've always called him a lumberjack quarterback.
Yeah, I've called him the intelligent Viking, because he looks like a Viking, but he went to Harvard. You know, they like the... Man, we got to get on the same page here.
Why start now? All right, we're at the midway point in the show. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects coming in the second half. ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. 90 in the books, 90 to go in the big show. It's the usual suspects. Second half upon us. Barry, Nick, me, Trey,
hot.
I love how he says hot and it's not.
Yeah, he doesn't turn the mic on.
It's like watching the light change at an intersection. He says hot, it's not. Then all of a sudden it pops on. Then when I get ready to talk, he turns it off.
My bad. I got to coach better.
I got to produce better. Good for you, Trey.
It's not my job.
It's not my job. You defend Bill O'Brien, Trey, because you took a selfie or a shot with him at practice, right?
Yeah, we're close.
You're best friends?
No. So that's why you defend him? You have his back?
He made some really bad clock management decisions today, as I heard from Patrick Creighton. I don't really know what else.
Did you hear
Patrick
the passion
Creighton
in
said,
Pat's voice?
Because I couldn't really hear the rest of it.
You couldn't hear it?
I went deaf. Patrick Creighton's great, though. He's awesome. I'm glad he's on our team.
Nice cover.
Somebody said iPhones are for simple minds that fear technology and change. So there's that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Someone else said, I'm listening from an iPhone right now, and I'm a guy. My wife has a Droid. Suck it, Barry and Joel. Yep, iPhones are for the ladies. They're small for a reason, so they can fit their small hands around it.
Bitch, haven't you heard of the iPhone Plus?
So I'm just saying, those
were
all...
What is that, like Viagra for phones?
Yeah.
It's a bigger phone.
Exactly.
It's still...
That way they can...
iPhones come in pink. That's all you need to know.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
No,
rose,
they don't.
Gold, pink, they all that. Yeah.
Mine's is not pink.
Mine's is. Mine's is not pink.
Mine's is not pink.
Forget you. We're going to break right now. No, cut this crap out.
Mine's is not pink, and you can't. No, I don't.
Someone
know
said people with iPhones sit at home and wait to get asked out on dates that never come.
Do what?
Someone said that people with iPhones sit at home and wait for dates that never come.
Wow. Yeah, that's about right. I feel like that's about the right. Yeah, that's
I don't know where you're getting your information from, but whatever.
Someone says.
Someone says.
Mito wants to talk iPhones.
I really don't want to take this.
Mito, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Man, public announcement, PSA, red alert on them iPhones, man. If your girl comes in with an iPhone, she's tracking you, man. My girl got me one about a year ago, and I just found out about a couple months ago that she has that phone tracker thing on mine, the share location. So that's why they do it, man. Red alert.
Mito out here dropping knowledge.
You can't share your location on an Android. Come on.
No.
Don't give away Nick's secrets, man.
Yeah.
On that iPhone.
He's quiet.
I don't know how she did it, man. I went to text her one day and it popped up like you have your location shared with her.
Oh,
like, oh damn.
Wow.
No, it's not time to get a new phone at that point, Mito. It's time to get a new chick.
That's a good point.
Well, she got me the brand new iPhone and out of nowhere and I was like, what the hell? And
yeah.
Then, that's why.
Yeah, time for a new chick. Get you an Android.
Yeah,
and
the
a chick.
Baby monitor on me.
Yeah, man. Got you handcuffed via technology. I appreciate the call, Mito. Yeah, I think that settles it right there. That's only chick technology. Tracking dudes? How many dudes you tracking on your phone, Nick? How many dudes you tracking?
I'm not tracking anybody.
Just three, two, Five dudes. You're tracking five dudes right now.
I'm tracking my brother.
You got your brother, your dog.
My dog is not on the track on the bus.
You got the peanut butter tracker.
That's definitely there. That's not going anywhere.
Wait.
What?
The dog's at Rover Oaks without me?
That son
if she's got a suite, I'm pissed.
How dare Scrappy cheat
on me? Cheating on me in a suite at Rover Oaks. We hammered him. Oh, believe me, she's getting hammered.
Good times indeed. All right. Huh? Don't make the face.
That last time was the best one. On Friday, when you guys were on remote?
Yeah.
I didn't see a one eye.
But I saved him $18.43. Didn't see a one eye. Hammered him.
Oh, my God.
That's I got my great. Own building. By the way, preparing Texans are for the Titans.
Yep.
Tight end Delanie Walker. Broken ankle, ligament damage, done for the year. But here's where it gets cagey. Tight end Mykole Pruitt comes off the Texans practice squad going to Tennessee. That's a Belichick move right there,
yep.
people.
Yep.
Give me the intel on. Yep. Give me the intel on the team we're playing this week.
Yep. Imagine who's the Titans head coach?
Mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel.
How much intel did he really need anyway, man? With all those whack ass decisions that Bill O'Brien made. I don't know if they needed that much intel.
How about all the whack-ass decisions of last year's defensive coordinator that turned that top five defense into crap?
Yeah. But Mike Vrabel doing what
the
coaching
way.
Tree. Yeah. The coaching tree. It's kind of weird, though, that Bill O'Brien doesn't do that more. I wonder why.
He didn't learn anything from Belichick.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Why.
It's not my job, John.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not my job.
It's not my job to try to win, be cagey and smart. That's not my job.
Bill, if you take me to the buffet tonight, we'll make up and kiss later, okay? All right, we'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Can't see a one eye.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, before we get back into the swing of things, I do want to remind you that I do speak for Texas Can Academies because it is a great program here in the Houston area. The main thing is it's helping kids in H-Town get a second chance at their degree, and it's all because of donations from good people like you. If you've got a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, RV, trailer, whether it's running or not, it has a purpose, and you can get rid of it, get it towed off your property for free, and make a difference in a kid's life who's trying to make sure that they hit the books and concentrate on their studies. How the program works is you just pick up the phone, you call 713-225-4226, or you can log on to carsforkids.org. But either way, tell them what you got, tell them where you live, they do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck, they take away your vehicle, they do all the paperwork, you get a nice tax deduction. Mention ESPN 97.5, $50 gift card on top of all that, and that's where the process really begins. Because your donation is turned into resources that kids desperately need, that if they don't have, become huge distractions when they're trying to focus on their studies. Things like book money, bus fare, eyeglasses, warm meals, all the things that if they don't have can make them focus on anything but the books. But if they do have those resources, they focus on getting their degree. It's a fantastic program, and it's all because of responsible people like yourself making donations to make a difference. Again, 713-225-4226, carsforkids.org, right off the car, not the kid.
Y'all want to talk some college football?
Absolutely.
There was a slate of games going on this weekend. Lots of good stuff. I tell you what, the first one that I started watching was on Friday. I didn't watch the whole game because it got out of hand pretty quick. But that TCU-SMU game for about a quarter
was SMU was winning.
Yeah, they won the first quarter 9-0. I thought, oh, Lord, have we overestimated what TCU is? I still think TCU gets rolled this week at Ohio State.
Big time.
Yeah, for about a quarter there, it was touch and go for the Horned Frogs. But after that, though, a lot of good football.
Let me give you my random. Okay. That was your random. Here's my random. I was the first one to say, Herm wasn't going to do good at Arizona State.
Yeah.
Herm Edwards upsets 15th ranked Michigan State.
Yep.
And has his statement game right off the top in week two.
Leave it on the field.
And I absolutely.
Did you hear him yell that before the game?
Yeah. Like 1,000 times.
Leave it on the grass.
Yeah. On the grass.
Leave it on the grass. Leave it on the grass. But the fact that he got that win, all the credit in the world goes to a guy that we know he can motivate. But he put the, we were talking about this last week, he put the right coaching staff around him to pick up some of his shortcomings, and that's a big win for that team.
Yeah, and they did it all in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were down 13-3 going into it, and I mean, I think he's going to, it's going to be interesting to see what he does in the Pac-12. You know, USC might be down this year a little bit.
UCLA's down.
UCLA is down a little bit. Stanford's defense is ridiculously good, but I mean, if he can recruit over the next couple of years, he might be able to make some hay over there.
And that's the guy that if you're a kid on the couch, you want to talk to a coach that you've seen on ESPN over the years. You may not remember him as a player or as a coach in the NFL, but when you know that you've seen him on ESPN and you know he's got a name, he's going to get into people's living rooms to talk to their kids about coming to his school simply because of that. And if he can close the deal on a couple, look out now. Because, look, from a guy's perspective of where you want to go to school for everything other than studies, you could do worse than Arizona State.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that student body.
Crazy. Student body for days,
student
Nick.
Student bodies.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger, if not the biggest party school in the country.
Don't worry about the party,
and the chicks are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, usually when it's a party school, there's not a bunch. It's not a party school full of ugly chicks.
I mean, ugly chicks party. What do you
mean? Bender Rice?
Every single.
You know
that's
that.
Not a party school. That's not a party school. Sorry.
Ugly chicks party.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You
but
may not like it, but they do.
But when you think of the party schools in the country, San Diego State, Arizona State, USC, all these party schools, you don't think of ugly chicks. You think of hot chicks.
Okay. What's the Texas State?
I don't think you think. Well, that might be.
That's a party school. That is definitely a party school.
And you think hot chicks?
Nope. Not when I think of Texas State. I don't immediately think of hot chicks.
Now, Nick, if you want to prove your point, just go to University of Wisconsin. Because they're party constantly schools. In the top 10 because you've got to drink so much to find chicks attractive that they soar through the roof in terms of their party ability.
Yeah, I saw the cheerleaders.
For Wisconsin?
Those dudes can jump.
I'm telling you. They got one.
I don't know if recruiting is a problem in Wisconsin.
But the
cheerleading recruiting?
They've got that one cheerleader, Shirley. She is the base of the pyramid, and all the other cheerleaders get on her back.
Shirley was born Sean, by the way.
Shirley's...
Just so you know.
Shirley's like, do we have to go out there? I didn't shave this week. I don't want them seeing my mustache. All right, so...
By the way, before we wrap that up,
there's
a reason why they have the best offensive line every year in college football, because the guys that don't make the grade as a football player become yell leaders. So it works out.
Was that a shout out to Aggies?
No.
Okay.
But those yell leaders are funny. Did you see them?
Yeah.
They're funny looking,
they get
dude.
Into
the
it
Aggies
too.
Yell leaders?
Yeah.
And I actually do a show with Chris Buckner, who used to be a yell leader. They're funny.
Really?
They're hilarious looking. Honestly.
Well, the overalls and the rolled up.
Yeah, it's just funny. The way they get the crowd pumped up is just their cadence.
But they're
just,
like, they're into it dramatically.
Oh, yeah. They have to
demonstrate.
I mean, they're cheerleaders, essentially. They're just dudes. But with that win over Michigan State, Arizona State has the ability to go 10-2 this year, if you think about it. They'll probably lose to Washington, probably lose to Stanford. I think they could beat USC.
Right.
Oregon, up in the air.
Where is the SC game?
It's on the road.
See, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
If it was at home, I'd give him a really good shot.
Okay. But I think USC is beatable. I don't know.
Yeah, with a freshman quarterback, anything can happen.
But they have the potential. They're on the road against Washington. They're at home against Stanford. But I think they lose both those games. But, man, that'd be a good first year going 10-2.
God, if he goes 10-2, and he will recruit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll help him immensely.
Yep.
And then there's the College Station game.
Dude.
And I'm thinking about you, and I'm
so
thinking about our
feels.
Picks, and I'm thinking, man, you know what? I got nothing against the Aggs. I wanted them to win. And Lisa was dialed into it. We were watching it intently, and we're like, I guess J. just getting down to the crux of things, the call is going to be what everybody wants to talk about. I'm interested to get your guys' perspective because from what I saw, I never saw that ball cross on the right side of the pylon. I thought it was left of the pylon going out of bounds, but the biggest problem was on the field calling it a touchback. Then you go to the replay and say, if it's inconclusive, we got to go with what they called.
Well, yeah, because I think it was – there was no definitive view other than the pylon cam. And even then, I felt like they were like, it went to the right.
If that damn pylon camera was just a little bit tilted upward, it would have been the perfect view.
You couldn't tell.
It got cut off.
And believe me, I wanted to be able to say definitively you could tell whether that ball went to the left of the pylon or to the right. And I just don't think you could. And I felt like, you know, there were certain angles where you're like, okay, maybe. But just the fact that it would happen that way when you get down to the goal line and you've got the ball and then that happens, such an Aggie thing to have happen.
Yeah, I saw you tweet that. I mean, at home watching it, I felt like on the broadcast, the only angle was the one angle. And that one angle looked like it was a maybe. It was just one angle that looked like a maybe, that it might have. The ball might have went to the left of the pylon. And I can see why Jimbo was upset if he really felt that it went to the left of the pylon. But at the end of the day, it's a rule that needs to be changed, in my opinion. The touchback, put it at the one, the two.
Agree.
Wherever you think the ball went out.
Any other fumble that occurs from the offense that goes forward and out of bounds, you take it back to the spot of the fumble. And we've talked about this for a couple of times now, at least as long as we've been doing this show, when this has happened, that to give the ball away as a touchback to the other team just seems asinine. And I'm not just saying that because it happened to the Aggies. We talked about this last year when it happened. It just seems like a dumbass rule.
I feel sorry for that kid. His name is Davis, I think.
He cried. Yeah. He was crying. Yep. You could tell.
But they had really another opportunity to win, and they didn't close the deal. Probably if the ball was seen to go to the left of the pylon and they did end up staying by the end zone, that they probably would have had a better chance to score there than when they got the second opportunity. But still, another opportunity to score and they didn't capitalize.
I just didn't like the two-point conversion play call.
Yeah, it was a bad call.
Mon was really good about kind of starting in the pocket and then creating his own magic. But when you rolled him out to the right and just you took away half the field because he can't make that across the field throw like that.
Everybody was covered, though. I mean, give credit to Clemson for there was nobody open on that play. I felt
Why isn't 13 in the game, though?
Yeah, I tell you what, Rodgers, that kid, to me, what I'm seeing develop already just after this game is you've got another Johnny Manziel / Mike Evans, and let me explain that. I'm not suggesting that Kellen Mond is Johnny Manziel. What I'm suggesting is that Johnny Manziel looks so good throwing the ball because he could just throw it up and Mike Evans would go and get it.
Yep.
And this Rodgers kid, this Kendrick Rodgers, he can go and get it.
That ain't this Rodgers kid. That's this Rodgers that's a 33-year-old.
I was going to say, he's making grown-ass man plays. I mean,
he looks like an NFLer, for
sure.
Yeah,
his hands impressed me. They got him one as far as a receiver goes because he was making all the plays. But Kellen Mond looked better than I thought he would. Mm-hmm. And I forget who it was on Twitter, but somebody said, hey, man, credit Jimbo Fisher because Kellen Mond last year was bad under Kevin Sumlin. This year, he looks completely different, and I didn't think he would fit. So.
Biggest thing was he looked comfortable in the second half.
Yep.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got two in the books, one to go. Sports Mappers are joining us next for the final hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. To anywhere I
please. ESPN 97.5.